Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host on episode number 72. I'm going to answer a question that was sent in by Ralph. Has to deal with marketing. And his question at hand was, what can I do as an entrepreneur to improve our small business's reach with a local audience? Well, Ralph, thank you for the question. And let's get down to business. So for many businesses, their marketing efforts need to reach a local audience, as the question states. So on today's episode, I want to share some local marketing strategies for small businesses. Now, before we begin, I want to explain that local marketing refers to strategies that target regional audiences near your business. Local marketing is especially effective for businesses tied to a physical location, such as restaurants, retail operations, and professional services. Now, getting your small business's local marketing strategy off the ground is quick, easy, and what I will help you with will be improving your local marketing efforts immediately. This episode is geared for small business owners looking to implement local marketing strategies to target audiences close to their business's locations. Local marketing is an essential element of a larger marketing strategy for small businesses, as it can get your brand in front of a broader local audience that are likely to patronize your business in the near future. But what can you do as an entrepreneur to improve your small business's reach with a local audience? This episode, if utilized correctly, can immediately improve your local marketing strategies. But before we get into all the strategies, let's define what is local marketing. Local marketing targets an audience based in the same town or region as your business. It is geared toward people who are within a certain radius of your physical location, generally based on a reasonable driving distance, who might realistically purchase your product or services at any time. For example, if you run a restaurant in Tribeca, New York City, driving website traffic from Sacramento, California is not going to do you any good. Instead, you need to employ local marketing tactics to ensure that the majority of your audience is located near enough that they could conceivably drive to your restaurant or order delivery. The biggest approach people should take is really understanding who they're trying to sell to, what benefit people can get from the product or service, and then relay that information up front. This is true in all marketing, but especially when it comes to a local marketing strategy. Part of the key information you should relay to your audience is where your business is located. The goal behind a local marketing strategy is to spend your marketing and advertising budget more efficiently. Digital marketing is an effective tool for businesses of all sizes. However, if you are a local business and you fail to gain traction with a local audience, your marketing expense is all for nothing. Not all traffic is created equal. A local marketing strategy ensures that you are targeting an audience that might patronize your business. So the key takeaway here is Local marketing targets people within a certain radius of your business. It can improve conversion rates by narrowing the focus of your digital marketing efforts to potential nearby customers. Let's talk about what type of businesses benefit from local marketing. Now, many businesses can benefit from local marketing, but there are some type of businesses for which local marketing is absolutely required. Restaurants are a good example because they are physical locations that offer dine-in, takeout, or delivery services. By nature, a restaurant is locked into a physical location. Another good example of a business that needs local store marketing is a retail store. While even small retail operations often have e-commerce stores these days, local marketing can increase the store's foot traffic and local brand awareness. This is especially important for small retail stores competing with large chains. Just like professional services, like lawyers and accountants, should employ a local marketing strategy. While it might be more appropriate to cast a regional net for these services, it is critical for professional advisors to connect with a largely local audience. There are some notable expectations to this rule, such as digital marketing companies, which often operate fully digitally. However, nothing beats an in-person consultation, in my opinion. While there are plenty of businesses that need a local marketing strategies, other types of businesses should consider implementing local marketing as well. Just because a local strategy isn't your priority doesn't mean you can't reap the benefits of capturing a wider audience in the town or region where your business is based. All businesses can benefit from local marketing, but some, such as restaurants or retail stores that depend on foot traffic, require a local marketing strategy. Now, let's get into my top local marketing strategies that you can start today. Local marketing starts with some easy-to-implement steps that you can get started on today. Here are a few quick and simple ideas to improve your business's local marketing. My first tip, optimize your website and localize it. Website optimization is key to driving traffic, but is your website optimized for local users? Not only should you follow search engine optimization's best practices, such as employing keyword research to inform your website content, you should also guarantee that your website offers a top-notch mobile experience. More than half of traffic coming to websites is from mobile devices. If you have a website that's nice and streamlined with large text to read on a small screen and large buttons to easily click, you'll have an easier time attracting local businesses. In addition to these recommendations, which are key for any digital marketing strategy, your website should also be localized. That means determining keywords and key phrases based on local SEO. Ask yourself this: what is the local market searching for on Google? A good rule of thumb is to frequently mention your community or nearby communities. If you're targeting a regional audience, consider adding language to your website, like serving the tri-state area, for example. You can improve your local SEO insights even further by leveraging free keyword research tools like Google Analytics, Google Trends, and Google Search Console to inform precisely what local terms you should incorporate. The more you optimize your website for local search, the more local customers are likely to land on your web pages. Let's move on to the second tip. Update your title tags and meta descriptions. Another SEO consideration to keep in mind is whether your website's title tags and metadata are up to date. There are a few different parts of metadata, but the majority of people only have to worry about meta descriptions and meta tags. Title tags refer to the 60 characters that search engine users see on the search engine's result page, the SERP page. Keeping a title tag relevant to your brand and location, but shorter than 60 characters, is optimal. The meta description is less likely to factor into search ranking, but it can improve click-through rates by signaling to users precisely what type of information they might find on the web page. Data shows that a quality meta description can help click-through rate. On the flip side, for a business like a restaurant that wants people to call, having a phone number in the meta description is huge. Meta descriptions should always be 160 characters or less. The title tag and meta description can be edited in the administrator's tools of the web hosting platform that you use. For many small businesses, WordPress offers an easy-to-use SEO function. On to tip 3, set up local landing pages for all your business locations. If your business has multiple locations, you should create an individual page for each location on your website to further your localization efforts. There will be companies with a lot of different locations, but they don't include pages with information on those different locations on their website. These pages should include each location, directions on how to get there, and what store hours are. These pages should include specific content about your business. For example, a real estate agent based in Nashville, Tennessee, shouldn't just list on their website that they are a real estate agent. Instead, including the key phrase, leading real estate agent in Nashville, signals to search engines where the agent is based and helps serve results to a local audience. It also considers how people are searching for real estate agents. They don't just want anyone. They want the best or leading real estate agent. Tip number 4, in my opinion, is extremely important. Claiming your Google My Business listing. One of the easiest and most effective local marketing strategies you can employ immediately is claiming your Google My Business listing. Google My Business provides search engine users with information like your location, store hours, directions, contact information, and more directly on the SERP. Claim your Google My Business knowledge panel and make sure that it is updated, especially ever since COVID-19. Make sure it reflects current store hours and accurately explains any restrictions. You should also claim local listings on other third-party sites, such as Yelp. The more places users can find your business, along with location information, the better off your local marketing success will be. Tip number 5, optimize social media pages. Social media marketing is critically important when it comes to local online marketing. Much like your website, your social media pages should be optimized and localized. This means providing up-to-date information, such as your business location, contact information, and store hours, if you have any. It also means maintaining an active social media account. You can pre-schedule social media posts. From a small business perspective, social media revolves largely around communication about deals, reopenings, or promotions. A lot of it is just reputation management. Tip number six, encourage positive users, reviews, and engage online. Encourage your satisfied customers to leave you positive reviews online, whether on Google reviews, Facebook, Yelp, or elsewhere. You could even incentivize them to leave positive reviews with discounts or promotions, such as a raffle or a giveaway. You should also spend time responding to reviews your customers leave online. Always be sincere and avoid copying and pasting generic responses. For the most part, respond to people with authenticity, humility, and honesty. Whether it's a negative review or a positive one, go check out my fake review episode. A lot of valuable information there on reviews in general. Set an hour per week just to go through, respond, and make sure it's not just a generic cookie cutter response. Users are turned off by that and feel they aren't listened to. Tip number seven, host or sponsor local community events. Digital marketing is all well and good, but building a real-world bridge between your audience and your brand is invaluable. Consider sponsoring or hosting a local event whenever possible to increase brand visibility in your local community. This is also a great way to land local press coverage, which improves your odds of being found online by a local audience. Tip number eight, utilize localized email marketing. Email marketing strategies have some of the lowest costs among many of the marketing strategies available to you today. The bulk of the cost is associated with obtaining valuable email addresses. Unfortunately, there is nothing in an email address that will tell you where the user is located. There are email gathering techniques you can begin using that filter users by location. The easiest technique is to have a sign-up sheet in your store, ideally by the cash register, or at booths or events that you sponsor so that interested consumers see it and sign up to receive updates and promotions from you. Tip number nine, try a direct mail campaign. Direct mail is a much cheaper method of reaching customers than it might seem. What you pay for in stamps can be recovered by not paying for mailing lists and professional targeting. You can frequently target prime demographics by looking at neighborhoods that fit the demographics of your target audience. On to tip number 10, partner with local businesses. Partnering with other businesses can be a powerful tool. These alliances can multiply both companies' total outreach. This works best when you find businesses with similar values and goals and that don't directly compete with your company. You and your partner businesses, for example, can co-sponsor events. You can work together with your SEO content to ensure a mutually beneficial relationship. You can link to each other too. And when these strategies are followed, every effort you put into outreach is multiplied by the efforts of your partner businesses. On to tip 11, localize paid ads. Advertising groups can filter ads by location and IP addresses. Ads can be targeted for local users, and this feature is used by Google, Facebook, and other digital advertisers. Outside of digital advertising, localized paid ads are still useful. Local newspapers, radio spots, coupon books, movie theaters, and local sponsorships are some of the best ways to promote your brand to local consumers. Optimizing your website and social media presence with location information and making sure your Google and Yelp listings are up to date are just a few ways you can make it easier for locals to find your business. And my final tip, think globally, advertise locally. When it comes to optimizing your digital properties for a local audience, there is a lot you can do at little or no cost to your business. Setting up an optimized and localized website, giving your social media pages the same treatment, and claiming your Google My Business listing are the best places to start. From there, spend some time engaging your local audience, both online and in the real world. Respond to reviews and organize community-based events to increase your visibility and create a stronger bond between your brand and your audience. Whether you run a business that absolutely relies on local engagement or you simply want to improve your local marketing, these tactics are easy, affordable, and effective. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Big shout out to you, Ralph, for the question. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who follows us over on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble.com. I want to put together some live streams soon. If anybody is interested in participating in a live stream with me, feel free to DM me on Instagram or shoot me an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com and we'll get that going. Again, thank you. See you all on the next episode, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.